The energy of New York City has always provided musicians with fuel for performance, but one thing the city doesn't have a lot of is space. As part of WNYC's continuing Jazz Loft project, Sarah Fischko looks at how players 50 years ago worked within the limits of New York real estate.
In the 1940s and 50s, jazz musicians flocked to New York. They were looking for a sense of community, other musicians to play with, and, above all, a place to play where they wouldn't be thrown out for making too much noise.
There was a place way up in the Bronx, a subway ride.
Bass player Bill Crow came looking in 1950.
In the wintertime, the room was cold and the piano was out of tune, but we would still go there because it was a place they would let you play.
Pianist Dick Katz, who came in 46, remembers some spots in Harlem, Minton's and Small's Paradise.
The way it worked was you go uptown and play all night. That's where those guys perfected their art, not on the job. There were a number of places.
But fewer and fewer as time went on. Vibraphonist Teddy Charles studied at Juilliard in the 40s and then declared himself a jazz player and discovered the loft scene, mostly illegal spaces in industrial neighborhoods where players gathered. And Charles actually moved into one.
I had to go up 5 flights of stairs with these vibes that weighed 230 pounds. I was very strong then. 5 flights of stairs and hot as hell in the summer. Boy, it was hot there. But still, as all the stuff was going on, it was great.
The lofts made possible that particular luxury, the extended jam session. Drummer Ron Free reveled in it.
When you're appearing in public, then there has to be a certain polish and a certain professionalism. But in a loft, you know, you could make clinkers and you could learn tunes and you could practice new licks and so forth that you might not want to attempt on a paid gig because they're paying you to know what you're doing.
When nobody's around and you're just among yourselves, that's when the best jazz happens. Really incredible stuff. You take chances on things. The real excitement of jazz is taking chances, whether you make it or not. You try for something, even if it doesn't happen. And that's what makes jazz really exciting.
The cliche about New York is landing in the big city to make it. If you can make it here, etc. For jazz players in that era, that was only a tiny part of it. For them, the Holy Grail was a place. A place they could play music, unobserved, uninterrupted, unscheduled, uninhibited. In the jazz lofts of New York, they found the place, and they played all night. For WNYC, I'm Sarah Fischko.